kids. Yeah, that's me. Once again, on a Wednesday evening, your old pal Stu. Here for the Twang Trust. Yeah, it's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Wild and innocent. Yeah, there could be a stronger than usual Bruce quotient today. We'll see. I don't know. I had the show planned out and had it all written down nice and fancy-like. And I left my piece of paper at home, so I don't know what we're going to do tonight, quite frankly. But I'm sure between the two of us, we can piece something together. And, yeah. Got lots of good new music here and some good old music. And, wow, it's going to start, oh boy, real soon. Real soon. Just wait and see.
Time. this is John Hyatt, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, how about that show, huh? Were you at the big show on Monday night at the Centennial Concert Hall? Oh, you heard that one if you were. That was Wintertime Blues from John Hyatt from his last record, Master of Disaster. Wow, what a show. You knew it was going to be great, but did you know it was going to be that great? I hope you did. I hope you went. Boy, it was a good one. It was indeed. We're going to relive a couple of moments and hear a couple of moments that, well, weren't and could have been, but what the heck? What the heck? We're going to do a lot of stuff tonight. Today, it's March 21st. I don't know if you know, but it's the official United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. That just rolls off the tongue. What is that? Let's see. That's, let's see. Unidentified. No, that doesn't sound very good, does it? No. I'm not sure that the UN really needs to, you know, be the people preaching that anyways. But anyhow, it's a nice thought, isn't it? We'll delve into that too today. And we'll also delve into stuff like, what else do we got in our bucket here? We might do some doo-wop later. Why not? We play both kinds of music here. Doo and wop. Oh, no, we shouldn't say that on Racial Discrimination Day, should we? Oh, my goodness. Let's just shut up and play some music, huh? Chris Kakavas, he used to be the keyboard player in Green on Red. I don't know if he was at the show on Monday night or not, but he loves Lyle Lovett.
I like rock and roll, it's good for my soul, goes to my head and to my heart. It's a great way to end and a pretty good way to start. And I can't count the times it's kept me from tearing myself apart. I like rock and roll.
Honey, bring me the paper, pour me a beer, and turn on the TV, sweep up over here. You can tell me you love me, put off my blues, but what do you do when it quits being new?
Now you be home for supper, and don't slam that door. You better be sober, man, or I'll give you what for. You tell me you love me, put off my blues. What do you do when quits being mean? We used to not worry about nothing. We used to would laugh and play. Now when we look at each other, we never have nothing to say. Except for, you know what she says, well, you could take me to dinner and you could buy me some clothes. If you make all that money, man, make a damn show it shows. Well, you could tell me you love me to put off my blows. But what do you do when it quits being blue?
He says, well, you could put on some makeup and pile up your hair, and at least try to do something with the ones you got there. You can tell me you love me to put off my blues, but what do you do? Say, what do you do?
Well, what do you do? Say, what do you do? Say, well, hi there, what's your? My name is, and my wife is at the PT, and I had to, you know, could I buy you? Is that a scotch? And so, what will it be, your place or a place to
say, man, what do you think? You see, I'm not that kind of affair. It's fair and right is right around the corner, just a block or so, you know. Come on, and you have to leave everything to me.
What do you do?
Say, what do you do? That's a story. What do you do?
You got Joe Ely here listening to the Twang Trust, CKUW. I'm looking right at you, chewing gum.
Do you know trees bend at the West Texas border? Do you know why they bend, sway and twine? The trees bend because of the wind across that lonesome border. The trees bend. Have you seen my Caroline up in Amarillo? Have you seen my Caroline, the one that I call mine? Well, if you see my Caroline with her hair yellow, if you see Caroline, tell her I'm doing fine. She is to me like a breeze that blows up from the sea. Now if she is like a breeze that blows from Corpus Christi, then I must be
like trees, 'cause Caroline blows through me. Do you know why the trees bend at the West Texas border? Do you know why they bend, sway?
Off in the corner, Mama tucked them babies all up snug. Sis Draper's coming over, we all gonna cut a rug. When you see that lantern swinging yonder, coming up the holler road, them dogs will get to barking all to time, all up with a rope. Now you boys better get in tune. Sis Draper's gonna be here soon. Don't shoot no dice or get too tight if you're gonna pick with sis tonight. Now she came down from the Boston Mountains. There was lightning in the air, honey on them fiddle strings, magnolia in her hair. Now she's a diamond in the rough. If you can't see the shine, that's tough. Play all night for the likes of us. Sis Draper's got the touch. She'll play all night if she feels like it. Have some fruit punch if you spike it. Sis don't care who don't like it. See, old sis got a hell of a bow arm on her. As she stepped up and sawed one off, Uncle Cleve dropped his jaw. Said she's the best I ever saw. She must be from Arkansas. Now I think Grandpa used to date her. Grandma says she still hates her. All the fellas stand up straighter in the presence of Sis Draper. Sis Draper is the devil's daughter, plays the fiddle daddy bought her, plays it like her mama taught her, she's traveling Arkansas. Well, she put her fiddle in a box, said it's getting awful late, she's on her way to Little Rock. Little Rock can't wait. So we all stood out in the yard, hands all full of watermelon, watched her leave and watched her go, and wishing we was in that wagon. Sis Draper is the devil's daughter, plays the fiddle daddy bought her, played it like her mama taught her, she's a traveling Arkansas-er.
I'd have called out for that one on Monday night, but it's kind of hard to do without a fiddle, I guess. Huh? That's a good one. Guy Clark from his album Cold Dog Soup. Sis Draper. little number he wrote with a guy named Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp, he was he almost had a mainstream country career in the mid-90s. Almost. He came close. Swell fella, though. Ah, yeah. What a show Monday, huh? Man, man. Still grooving to the vibe that those four fellas left us with. Before Guy Clark, we heard Joe Ely and a song that he did do Monday night, Because of the Wind, from his very first album, Honky Tonk Masquerade. What year did this thing come out in? Let's see, 1978? No, maybe he did have a couple. Actually, no, this is might be like his third, actually. He had a couple out before that. He's got a brand new one. He's also got another new release, but it's old. It's a live thing. I was hoping he was going to sell them at the show, but he didn't have anything. Nobody had anything. It was kind of depressing. I was all there prepared to be a good consumer, and nobody was hawking nothing. But he's got a live album out that was recorded when he was like 12 or some crazy thing. Like, he was a kid. He was a teenager, whatever it is. Like, he's like 17 or something. It's nuts. So I wouldn't mind hearing that just for fun. But, oh well, another time perhaps. And we heard Lyle Lovett in there, of course. What Do You Do from the Large Band album. Lyle somehow pulled that off solo acoustic on Monday night. That song that he did there as a duet with Francine Reed on the album, he pulled off acoustically all by his lonesome. And wow, what a treat that was, huh? Treats a plenty Monday night, let me tell you. That song, if you look on the record, it's called What Do You Do / The Glory of Love. And that's he sings a line, basically the title and half of a line, from an old country song called The Glory of Love. And I remember reading a story when this record came out how, I mean, he just quotes titles, right? I mean, like, big deal, right? I mean, he wrote the song. But the publishers of that song demanded that it get equal billing, and he had to share the songwriting credits and royalties with them. Just for using the title, for Pete's sake. Just for quoting the thing. Crazy. Acuff Rose. Yeah. Yeah. Tell that to Uncle Tupelo. See what they think of that, if they know that story. Anyways, and at the top of that particular set, a fellow by the name of Chris Kakavas. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. Kakavas? Kakavas? I think it's Kakavas, though. You would think it's something more unique, pronunciation-wise, but I think it's Crick Kakavas. And he used to play keyboards in Green on Red, but he's got a few records out on his own. And on one of them, he has a song that we heard called I Love Lyle Lovett. And there's 2,000 people that do, for sure, after seeing that show Monday night. Wow. Although, I got to give the edge. I'd say if it was a competition, which of course it wasn't, I'd give the edge to John Hiatt, just because he's such a performer. I mean, Lyle is too, in his own crazy, great, deadpan kind of way. But boy, some of those John Hiatt numbers. And how about that version of Icy Blue Heart, huh? Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, good fun. Although, I must say, my absolute favorite moment of the entire night was the guy who was a couple of rows behind me who called out when Lyle was telling a story about how he played the folk festival for the very first time way back in the late 80s. And he was doing a workshop, and it was a songwriter in the round thing. And one of the other performers who was sitting right next to him actually fell asleep during the set. And somebody out in the crowd called out thinking it was this guy.
Hi, folks. This is Ian Tyson, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Twist CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. How much do you love the music? Sonus Musica is a new and used vinyl and CD store in love with recorded music in many styles and genres. Visit Sonus at 877 Portage Avenue for a wicked selection of LPs and CDs. Open 7 days a week. Call 779-6507 for store hours. Sonus offers 15% off all used goods to CKUW Friends Card holders. Sonus Musica, a new record store in town, loving the sound and proud of it.
take that ride across this bloody river to the other side. 41 shots cut through the night. You're kneeling over his body in the vestibule, praying for his life. Well, is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
No secret, my friend. You get killed just for living in your American skin.
41 shots. 41 shots.
41 shots. Lena gets her son ready for school. She says, on these streets, child rules. You've got to understand the rules. If an officer stops you, promise me you'll always be polite, and that you'll never ever run away. And promise mama you'll keep your hands inside. Well, is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret.
It ain't no secret.
No secret, my friend. You get killed just for living your American skin.
Everyone, this is Nils Lofgren from the E Street Band, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey, Nils, thanks. Yes, Bruce Springsteen from the Live in New York City album, 41 Shots. Today, if you hadn't heard, is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, according to the United Nations, anyhow. And whether or not they should be the folks who, you know, should be preaching about that, well, there is a debate to have right there. But it's still a nice thought, regardless, huh? Yes. And we're going to delve into that right now. And we're going to go all the way back to, I have no idea what year this was. About 300 years ago, I guess. I'm guessing. Close to that. The Bourgeois Blues. This is a fella they call Lead Belly.
Listen, yeah, people. Listen to me. Don't try to buy no home down in Washington, D.C., because it's a bourgeois town. Town. I got a bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spend it years all around. Me and my sweet wife and Miss Barnacle run all over that town. Everywhere we go to people, they would turn us down, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spend it years all around. Some white folks in Washington, they know just how. Some of colored man a nickel just to see him by, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Ooh, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spend it years all around. White Marty was standing up there. Heard a white man say, I don't want no Negroes up there. He was a bourgeois man. Woo, living in a bourgeois town. I got a bourgeois blues, I'm gonna bed in years all around. This is the home of the brave, the land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie, Lord, in a bourgeois town. A bourgeois town. I got a bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spread the news all around.
My eyes have seen the beauty of a land bright and fair. My soul looked out and wondered, can we make the journey there? But I've lost my sight, and I have to be late. Well, I mean to work for justice till I'm dead, y'all. Sundown town, sundown town. Don't let it get you bloody when the sun goes down. There won't be no one else around. Don't let it get you bloody when the sun goes down. Look here, well, I used to preach and I used to pray. Was a praying this man that you ever did see. But they ran my might be dead.
And if you ain't white, man, you just ain't right. No, no. Sundown Town, Sundown Town. Don't let them catch you, buddy, when the sun going down. There won't be no friends around. Don't let them catch you, buddy, when the sun going down.
Nico Case, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
In America, you get food deep. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon in a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little walk, sail away with me. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You'd be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. All gonna be an American. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay.
Drinking, shooting our guns in the air. sorry, Naomi, there ain't no good old days. 14 hours of hell for one day's pay. They might hang you for the color of your skin. Oh, they don't like the church you pray.
Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at Lester Maddox. And the audience laughed at Lester Maddox, too. Well, he may be a fool, but is I fool? If they think they're better than him, then they're wrong. So I went to the park, I took some paper along, and that's where I made this song.
Calling
Hi, folks. This is Steve Rowland. You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. Wait a minute. Twang Trust? That's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Ah, you're so right, Steve. And that was Steve, of course, from the album Sail Away, The Songs of Randy Newman, a tribute album that came out last summer. To Mr. Newman, who will be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this summer? It's true? Yeah. How about that, huh? I heard Rednecks, of course, a classic. Before that, Green on Red from their second album, The Killer Inside Me. Well, I guess their third album, technically. First one doesn't count, though, does it? No. Yes, The Killer Inside Me. We heard Sorry, Naomi. That was sort of an answer song to the Judds' Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Yep. Not good old days to some folks. Randy Newman himself, title track to his own record called Sail Away. And we heard brand new music in there from Mr. Rye Cooter. Yes, he's got a new album out, and it's like a real album. It's like not a fancy, well, it's sort of fancy, but it's not like this big fancy, music thing that he's been doing lately, you know, with all these folks from way down south and all like that. No, it's just a regular old Rye Cooter album called My Name is Buddy. It's a neat concept thing, though, and it's quite the package. It's like you get this huge book with it and some gorgeous little illustrations, and it's a neat thing. And it's a little story that goes along with it. I haven't actually sat down and listened to it and read the story and followed along and all like that, but on first listen, it sounds pretty neat. We heard a little thing called Sundown Town, not sung by Rye. Of course, a couple of Rye's old pals used to turn up on all his albums, and he even produced one or two for them themselves. Mr. Bobby King and Terry Evans, they were handling lead vocals on that ditty that we heard. And at the very top of the set, Leadbelly from Folkways, The Original Vision. It's a Woody Guthrie / Leadbelly collection. We heard the bourgeois blues. Yes, indeed. So there you go. What is it? What do they call this thing? It's the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And I hope we did our bit. But maybe we didn't do enough. You know, I don't know. I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm thinking this show here, I've been doing this show for what? Like 8 years now or some crazy thing like that? We've been playing both kinds of music, you know? All this time, maybe it's time we shifted focus a little. Maybe, we did great during Fun Drive, you know, and thanks again for everybody who called in and made me the $3,000 man this year. Very exciting, let me tell you. But, you know, it was all old folks that were calling in, quite frankly. And, I'm missing the youth. The youth factor is missing in this show. I think we may have to go urban. I think the Twang Trust may go urban. Maybe do some of that hip hop, some of that electronic stuff. I don't know. I think that's what we're going to do. As a matter of fact, that is exactly what we're going to do right now. Right now, starting now. Twang Trust, that whole country thing, forget about it. It's over. We're going to start it off with this one here. This is, talking about your elimination of racial discrimination stuff, you won't find a more potent album than this one here, I tell you. It's called Don't Call Me Buckwheat. It's by Garland Jeffries, and this is a little number called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll.
Too late for changing the color of her.
and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. Of Jordan, just to bathe my wearisome soul. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, good Lord, then I know he'll take me home.
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah.
You said you wanna be with me. You told
told me you love me. You said you wanna be with me. Was coming and what was going and everything in between, and what I thought I heard you say and what you really said, and what I thought you thought I thought was actually in your head, and what you meant to tell me and what I meant to say, and what I said you said I said, and what went the other way. I know what you did to me, and I know what we did, and who did what to who, and who the hell were you trying to kid? I know more than you think, I know more than you think about, and know and think you know and think you've got it all figured out. I know I'm missing something, or something's missing here and there, and all over and over, around and up and everywhere. And you're just all up in it, look out, your zipper's gonna break, and I popped your little party favor and you just take the cake. I can't believe I believed you when I found out where you're at, and finding out why you're too much and trying to wrap my head around that. Tell me you love me. You said you wanna be with me. You told me you love me. You said you wanna be with me. You told me you love me. You told me you love me. You told me you love me. Tell me you love me.
Hi, this is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twain Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
Yeah. Brand new music from Lucinda Williams there. Fitting in just fine with our new urban format here on the Twang Trust. Yes, the new album is called West. We heard a little thing called Wrap My Head Around That. All 9 minutes and 50 seconds of it we heard. Yes, indeed. Yeah, wow, we're like 13 minutes late for the entertainment guide, but that's okay. We're appealing to the youth market now, and, you know, kids, they don't pay attention to time. It's all part of our plan here. Before Lucinda Williams, we heard Chuck Prophet, our old pal Chuck Prophet, and an outfit known as Dipstick. Yeah, I don't know much more about it than that. It was a little tune called Information. Information. And then before that, I know even less about what we heard. It was Johnny Cash. I guess I'm thinking it was just somebody doing one of them crazy mashup things that the kids are so into these days. Johnny Cash, I Am a Pilgrim, mashed up with something. I don't know what. It sounded pretty groovy, though, I must say. And Garland Jeffries at the very top of that set, Don't Call Me Buckwheat, is the name of that album. And we heard Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. Yes, indeed. It's late. We're late, but that's okay. We can still do this thing they call the Entertainment Guide.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Yeah, time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. Well, speaking of funky, you kids, you're going to be getting down this Friday at the Garrick Theater with Moses Mays. Yeah, CKW 95.9 FM presenting Moses Mays with guests God Made Me Funky and Little Boy Boom this Friday at the Garrick Theater, an all-ages event. The show starts at 8:30. Tickets are $15 through Ticketmaster and $18 at the door if there's any left, which I doubt there will be, so move now. Yeah. This weekend at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. Tonight is nothing. Don't go there tonight, they're closed. They never open on Wednesdays. Unless something special happened. Tomorrow night, though, is something special. It's Campfire Night. It's always special at Campfire Night at Times Change. Friday evening, Righteous Ike will be holding court along with Kev Corbett. And Saturday, a rare Saturday appearance by Mr. Big Dave McLean and the Muddy Tones. Yes, indeed. And then Big Dave doing his usual Sunday night thing there as well. What's happening over at the West End Cultural Center? Well, not a lot this weekend, but next Tuesday, the Great Lake Swimmers will be there. Yep, it's true. And coming up in the month of April at the West End Cultural Center, Wednesday, April 4th, Andy Mays and Josh Finlayson from the Sky Diggers will be doing a duo thing there. Oh, what else is exciting at the West End? Dan Byrne's coming back. Dan Byrne, he hasn't been here for a long time. He used to play the Folk Festival quite regularly, but it's been quite a while. But Dan Byrne coming back to the West End on Sunday, April 29th. Yeah, it's true. Oh, what else happened? Oh, hey, April 14th, a little before that, the Hatcher Briggs Band playing the West End. If you'd like to get yourself a ticket into that special closed show, you got to give me a call, and I'll hook you up. Yeah. In May at the West End, there's some good things happening, too. Jeff Berner, crazy accordion punk rockist, coming back Saturday, May 5th. Danny Michelle coming back Sunday, May 6th. Yes, that's always great fun. Danny Michelle. And here's something else we got to tell you about. CKW 95.9 FM presenting contemporary jazz from Montreal. Field Trip, they're known as a jazz trio. They're playing Sunday, April 15th at the Park Theater. Doors at 6:30. Show is at 7. And that's about all we're going to tell you about today, because, I forgot my real entertainment guide. I left it at home and all like that there. So that'll do it. You don't need any more entertainment, though, do you? No. You're overstimulated as it is. Just settle down. Okay. We're going to take it easy. We're gonna continue with the Urban Mix here on the Twang Trust, our new thing. We were talking about mashups earlier. We did that. We played that Johnny Cash mashup thing. That's what the kids are into. They take two songs and they stick them together and they do something funny with the computer. Those kids. I don't know about those kids. But some kid in Australia did something really funky with a song by a guy who we used to play on this show a long time ago. I guess we'll play him one more time. We'll play him only because he's part of a mashup. And this mashup guy, whose name, by the way, is, I'm not sure about the name of this kid. It's suspect. I think maybe this is a bogus name. His name is Artie Fufkin. Yeah, you heard of Artie Fufkin before, haven't you? Well, he's a mashup dude in Australia, and he's taken a couple of his favorite locals and mashed them up into a thing called Ben Leaps. There's all kinds of stuff in this thing. You'll hear AC/DC, and you'll hear Crowded House, and you'll hear all kinds of great Australian stuff in here. But the two things you'll mainly hear is a little thing called Catch My Disease by Ben Lee, who was in town not that long ago at the West End Cultural Center. And somebody else who was through, when was it? It was a while now. It was springtime last. Anyways, it was a while. But we used to play him a lot here. We used to love him on the Twang Trust back when we were a country show. Yeah. Mr. Paul Kelly. Dig these crazy beats, kids.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Ron Sexsmith, and you're listening to All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not sure the Durbin thing's working out for me. I'm not sure it is. That was another one of those hip mashups, though, for the kids. I'm still going after the youth market, But I think I'm going to go away from the urban thing as much as I was. I'm going to shy away a little bit. We'll keep an edge in there. But I won't go as, whole hog as I was for a while. That was one of them mashup things. Bruce Springsteen and Southside Johnny, both together doing Hearts of Stone. That was mashed up by a fella named Blue Telly. Yep. And before that, Artie Fufkin doing his thing to Ben Lee and Paul Kelly. And who else? Midnight Oil. You heard them in there. And AC/DC and I don't know who else. I think there was an In Excess riff and a Crowded House thing. Crazy. All Australia, all the time, with Artie Fufkin. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But, we can still do the Bruce thing and keep the youth market these days, certainly. I don't know. All these kids are going crazy for Springsteen these days. What happened? Like, he was the unhippest guy in the world for, like, I don't know, man, good 15 years. And all of a sudden, the kids love him. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what it is. Like, we're going to hear something in this next set of music from the Arcade Fire. They're like the coolest band going. This new album, Neon Bible, holy moly. Every kid worth his salt in, I don't know, something. But anyways, all the kids love the Arcade Fire. They're going nuts for this band. They're from Montreal, too. And, they played here, when was it? Was it last summer they played here? And they did a Springsteen cover, for Pete's sake. They did Atlantic City at the old Jim Cale Theater, and I missed it. I had no idea who the heck the Arcade Fire was, because I'm so unhip. See, I'm trying to hip myself. I'm trying to get hip. And they got a new record out, and man, every review you read about it mentions Bruce. Yep, he's in there. So we're gonna hear from the Arcade Fire. They're like the new Bruce. And there's all sorts of new Bruces. The Killers, I don't quite get the Killers myself. The Killers are getting that same Bruce buzz going about them. And I listened to the record. I didn't hear it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we're going to play the Killers. But we're going to hear some of these other new Bruces. Like, we're going to hear some Maraw. And I think we'll hear the Hold Steady. The Hold Steady. There's some great Bruce action going on in there. And I don't know, I'm not sure what else. But, there's a new record out by another kid, another one of these kids. He's from New York City. He was on Letterman the other night. Sounded pretty good. And what do you know? He actually has Bruce himself on his freaking album. It's crazy. It's called, what's it called? I don't have it in front of me. It's Glitter in Gutter is what it's called. It just came out yesterday. It's our old pal Jesse Malin, and yeah, he does a song on his new album with Bruce, for Pete's sake. And how did that come about? If only we could ask him, if only we had Jesse Malin sitting here in the studio across from us right now, we'd ask him how it came about, and, well, I don't know, I'm not sure what he would say.
Yeah, my dad was really into Bruce Springsteen when I was still spitting ketchup and being Gene Simmons, and then when I was into the Raymonds, as my cousin used to call the Ramones, it was like, Bruce Springsteen was still to the people in New Jersey that I couldn't relate to, that I went to school with and had beards and cars and, I just, and Hush Puppies. So I kind of felt like alienated by it. But then my dad played me this record, Nebraska, and I was trying to look for something different. I was listening to Billy Bragg and other people that would write songs with just a guitar and realized here is this guy that, has got all these hit records, but he's still very in touch with real stuff and working class street kind of music. And it started to make me think, just in general, that punk rock wasn't just a spiked hairdo or radical rock music. It could be Johnny Cash, or it could be, Woody Guthrie or Bob Dylan or the Dead Kennedys. So, when I made Fine Art of Self-Destruction, I guess we also did a cover of Hungry Heart for Uncut Magazine, which ended up on Light of Day, benefit for Parkinson's. And he came down to see us at one of those shows at Stone Pony, of all places, of course. And he missed the set. We said a few words, and he hadn't heard the record, but he'd read some things about it. And then a couple months later, my manager called and said, Bruce wants to call you and talk to you about the record and ask you something. And he didn't call, so I figured it was a joke. But then one morning he did, and we ended up talking and did some shows together in Asbury. He said he liked the record a lot, these benefit shows for holiday stuff, and played my songs with Max and some of his guys. And then over the years, just stayed in touch and see different gigs, and then he was up in Massachusetts doing the Pete Seeger sessions. I went up there to check out the show, and I said, I'm going to the studio next week to make the third record finally. And he said, well, if there's something I could do, I'd love to be on if something comes up. And you know, we just said, okay, well, that's really cool. And I went back to L.A. and started the record and mentioned it to the producers, and we kept thinking about what song would be right. And Broken Radio was a song that was not maybe sure it was going to be on the record. It could have been an outtake or just a B-side or I don't know. And somehow the lyrics of it and the song being about my mom and about the force of music and people that sing in their cars and sing in the mirror and the shower. And this record's really about those little things, those 3-4 minutes of liberation that get us through. And it just, with the piano and everything, seemed like it'd be a good song to send to Bruce. So I sent them a scratch vocal and a letter to his house and didn't hear anything again. And then 2 weeks later, after thinking he probably hated it, I got a phone call on the LA freeway and my cell phone and a rental car, and it was him, and he said he'd love to do it.
I was thinking about another time, still in my mind. Well, I used to know a little girl high on this world. Your baby loves you more than you know. Raised on rivalry and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city so she lets go on the radio. She just burned the bridge. The angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery, rock and roll. Moving to the motor city so she takes hold. Talk about astrology. She was born in June. She danced with strangers and celebrities, empty stars and the full moon. I was thinking about the universe for what it's worth. All the one about the phoenix bird, the tide and return. Angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city soul. Moving to the motor city soul. No place to go on the radio. On the radio. On the radio.
The angels love you more.
On the radio. Broken radio.
$7 to my name and 16 cigarettes. It somehow I just ain't smoked yet. 2 shoelaces and 2 shoes. I should toss them on a telephone wire as a monument to my blues. I coffee. It's gonna mean one less buck, but maybe six will bring me luck. Got a little shake I kept in the fridge. Gonna drink my bean and walk out and smoke it on the Walt Whitman Bridge. Follow in these winter streets on a cloudless day. Your memory blows away from me. You leave a wallet on a chain and a picture of my lover's lips before they dried up under my kiss. Wearing my heart, I'm too scared to recite. On a toss that stale off of words to the birds, it's a monument to my whole life. Far away from these winter streets, on a cloudless day,
Bruce Springsteen. Call to support public radio. 95.9. Thanks.
No one wants to think like this, but it's all I can think when there is time. What's happening? The grass is king. It's all around us. It's getting big. Oh, what a bad time. You're my girlfriend. I'm not your bonus. I'm not your chief still, baby. I'm a victim. We're all just less than being dead. It's getting big. It's too hard to settle down when winning y'all suits fly. Said it's better when they're not around. And I want your eyes like you watch mine. And all the time that you're just done. This jealousy has come to claim. This feed the beast. It's what has taken down. It's killing me.
that's when I think that South Paradise was right. Boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together, sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight. They're crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes a warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between the stations. John Berry, but they took a walk together and they ended up in Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers, but they had some soft bodies made for lousy lovers. There was that night that we thought that John Berry could fly, but he didn't, so he died. She said, you're pretty good with words, but words won't save your life, and they didn't, so he died. And he was drunk and exhausted, he was critically inflamed and respected. He loved the Golden Gophers, but he hated all the drawn-out Winters. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are kind of fuzzy, but that last night he had total retention. And his Twin City kisses, this is how we all come down and drown in the Mississippi River. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust. Covered up in rust. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble into dust. We get wet, we corrode and now we're covered up in rust. She was a really cool kisser and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. These Twin City kisses,
There, that's about all the Bruce we can handle, I think, today. Holy moly. Oh, there he is again. Enough. Take them as they come, we heard, from the Tracks box set. Yes, indeed. And before that, we heard a cornucopia of new Bruce wannabes. Yes, indeed. The Hold Steady there from Boys and Girls in America. We heard Stuck Between Stations. Antichrist Television Blues from the brand new album Neon Bible from the Arcade Fire before that. And the Walt Whitman Bridge from Marah. A couple albums ago from them. If you didn't laugh, you'd cry. Yep, it's true. And Jesse Malin at the very top of that set with Bruce himself on Broken Radio. A track from Jesse's brand new record, Glitter in the Gutter. Yes, indeed. Well. It's almost going to do it for us. We got about, what do we got? About 7 minutes left in the show. Not even that. Well, it's been fun. I won't be here next week. No, I don't know who will be. It might be the best of Twang Trust. It might be a rehashed thing. I'll try and pick a good one if we can't find anybody to come in here and try to do this thing here. But we'll see. I'm on an expedition for brave new sounds. You know, we got this new agenda here. We're going after the youth market. So, and here's some, speaking of youth markets, here's some Winnipeg youths, doing their little Bruce thing. Very fine, I might say. The Hazy Pilgrims, Winnipeg's only rock and roll band. This is brand new music from them. It's called Highway 59, and it'll take us out of here tonight. See you in 2 weeks, kids.
said it was the grass. Some said it was the rain. Either way, when it happened, she felt no guilt or shame. She reached the pearly gates and family knelt to pray. The angel standing there said, devil can't corner me tonight. There's seven angels singing, but a dirty little